Father, may the words of our mouths and these meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you. You are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. I want to entitle this series of talks this week, "The Miracle of Being and the Doing of the Miraculous." The miracle of being and the doing of the miraculous. We're going to think, especially today, about the difference in divine being and divine doing, and then a little bit about human doing and human being. I am in awe. Every time I come here, I'm in awe of many things. But my first visit here, I was so intimidated because of not being an academic and not ever having completed a degree in anything, being in a room full of people who oftentimes have several. And to actually have to get up in front of those people and put words together is a very intimidating thing. I was in awe again hearing Pastor Jack Van Marien preach last night. Having never been through a homiletics course or had any formal training in preaching, it's an intimidating thing to have to get up before you and talk after Jack did last night. Such powerful concepts strung together and presented so powerfully. I'll tell you a little bit about my preaching history. I received Christ and was baptized when I was 8 years old. By the time I was about 13 or 14, I was preaching my first sermons. Dangerous, huh? Probably a bad idea. But get this, the little First Baptist Church of South Houston, Texas, when I was 15, issued me a preacher's license. I think that's more dangerous than issuing a 15-year-old kid a driver's license. I remember some of my first sermons. I did my best impression of Billy Graham, James Robinson, who was on the rise in Texas. I tried to imitate their accents, I tried to imitate their structure, their diction, everything. I remember at one point in my 20s, I was serving as an elder at a church called Church in the City that eventually became Vineyard Christian Fellowship of Houston, and the pastor was going to have to be out one week, and so he asked me to preach a sermon, and for some odd reason, I ended up with the subject of work, the topic of work. And I don't know if we were coming up on Labor Day or there'd been some reason, if we had some lazy people in the church who didn't want to work or whatever. But he wanted me to preach on the biblical perspective on work. And so I got thinking about it, and I thought of the, ended up coming up with the idea of the old Cartesian notion, I think, therefore I am. And I extrapolated from that work, although it bears a curse, that work is such a noble thing that I concluded that I work, therefore I am, and I derive meaning from work. It had not yet occurred to me the notion that I'm not a human doing, I'm a human being. After I delivered that sermon as best I could on a Sunday morning, a fellow in the church walked up to me and he said, "You know," he said, "I think you might should tweak your sentence, I work, therefore I am." I said, "How would you tweak it?" And he said, "I am, therefore I work." I knew immediately he was right. He was closer to the truth than I was. I am, therefore I work. I am, therefore I love. God, when God named himself, when he identified himself, and think about this, we don't understand how important the knowledge of a name is in our era. When God disclosed his name to Moses, that would be the equivalent in our era of giving your birth date, your social security number, and perhaps even a credit card number. God gave Moses great power when he gave him his name. And the way God identified himself, and various scholars tease all kinds of nuances out of the name Yahweh, But they all come back to the fact that it's some kind of a derivative of the verb to be. And God identified himself as the one who is. I am that I am. He didn't identify himself as a divine doing. He identified himself as the divine being. We are made in his image. Made in God's image, therefore, we must be defined by who we are and who the one is in whose image we are made. That's how we find our definition. Doing flows out of being, but it's being that defines. And that ties back in with the two books that we have considered recently, the Jamie Smith Desiring the Kingdom and the Simon Chan Liturgical Theology. Both of them focus on the ontological understanding of who we are as the church rather than the functionality of who we are. We're defined by who we are, ones made in the image of the one who is. We are baptized into him. We are his bride. We are his chosen people, a holy nation. An ontological understanding rather than a functional one. I'll leave you with this story. One of the things that we got to do in our music company that was pretty exciting was make the early Gaither homecoming music videos. And we were very fortunate that all of the Southern Gospel luminaries still living at the time were all excited to be a part of it. And there were a couple of people, kind of superstars from the country world, that were believers and wanted to be a part of it too. And I'm not going to name this person. If you saw that earliest video, you'll know who I'm talking about. And I was just shocked that these guys were willing to be a part of this video, because literally they were just doing it on faith. You know, that they were giving their talents to this project. There was no money in it to start with. There was plenty of money later, I can tell you that. Brother Gaither did pretty well for himself. And it blessed us along the way as well. But this particular superstar from the country music world, shortly after those videos were made, got some nodes on his vocal cords. It looked like he might actually lose his voice, might never be able to sing again. He went into a tailspin of depression like you cannot imagine. And I remember being privy to some of the conversations between Bill Gaither and this particular artist. And Bill is a wise man in so many ways and has a very paternal role in the lives of a lot of people. And he was talking to this artist, and he said, "Buddy, you gotta shake loose and you gotta be okay. We all go through struggles." And he said, "But Bill, this is who I am." And Bill said, "No, that's not who you are. Singing's not who you are. Singing's what you do." And he said, "You better get in touch with who you are. Because if you don't have singing anymore, you have to discover all those other facets of who and what you are." We are made and chosen and made in the image of the one who is. Let's open our hearts to those whispers of his ruach, his breath, to awaken in us a sense of his identity and a sense of our own in his service. Please stand for the prayers.